You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So New Zealand is going to have its first Matariki public holiday this the holiday day on June 24th, 2022, or the first ever Māori New Year. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, announced the inaugural holiday, also known as Ngā Mata o Te Ariki, once arriving at Te Whare of Ruananga yesterday. She emphasised the importance of having a unique holiday in New Zealand that celebrates Te O Māori. So here is part of her announcement sourced from One News.
I'm also proud that we will take every teaching moment that we have. It has been many decades before New Zealand brought within its calendar a public holiday that acknowledges who we are as a nation. Waitangi was the last. Now we have pledged to add Matariki. This is not just about a public holiday, it is a teaching moment, a chance to learn about something that is uniquely Māori, a chance to learn around navigational history. And we will begin doing that from the year 2022. And I can share for the first time today that the first celebration of Matariki, after much advice from our advisory committee, will be on the 24th of June, 2022.
Ardern also commented that the addition of the new holiday will help fill the gap between public holidays between Queen's Birthday in June and Labour Day in October. The date of June 24th was advised by the Matariki Advisory Board, and the annual date, however, will continue to change as the holiday is based off of the appearance of constellations. Constellation Pierides, rising in the sky, or the Matariki stars. The Advisory Board will aid in helping to establish future dates of the public holiday, as well as how it should be celebrated. They will help develop and provide resources to educate the public on Matariki and how they can participate. Astronomer Dr. Rangi Matumua was elated to hear about the announcement to create this new policy in September last year, and explains how the actual day may shift throughout our solar-based calendar as the Māoris followed a lunar-based calendar. Here he explains the differences between why the date of Matariki will change.
I think what people need to understand is that it's like having vehicles that run off two different fuels. It's like having a diesel and a petrol. So there's different things that feed into the engine to make the drive the system of time forward. So we follow a sun-driven solar Gregorian Western calendar system at the moment, whereas Matariki comes out of a lunar stellar system of time. And the difficulty is going to be how you make one system and period of time and Matariki celebration fit into the other. I think it's possible it will shift depending upon the lunar year and the lunar calendar. It'll go from being mid-June to late June to mid-July back to mid-June, and it'll shift like Easter does. It'll shift up and down the Western calendar on a three-year cycle so we can get it as close as possible to the correct lunar calendar system.
So,
Associate Professor at the University of Waikato, Dr. Matumua, who researches Māori astronomy and star lore, Māori culture and the Māori language development, told Stuff the holiday is used to remember three things. First is acknowledging those who have passed since the last rising of Matariki. The second is celebrating the present through feasting and festivities. And the third is to look to the future and planning ahead for the next season. He says the main goal of Matariki Day is to celebrate life and our planet, and says it acknowledges the environment. It's about unity, collectivity and sharing. All the things that really are the best part of humanity, I guess. In his Matariki presentation in 2017, Dr. Matumua told of the history of the customs that Māori ancestors would practice on Matariki Day, which included cooking and burying food under the ground called a hautapu.
Whānau te hautapu. Hautapu is a particular food that is fed to a god. Before we all converted to Christianity, our tīpuna used to do things like feed atua. So when you have before you start planting in your garden, you cook a kai and leave that kai on an altar, and that would be a kai whorongo. And there your kūmara would grow. In the time of Matariki, they would feed Matariki with a hautapu. So they would collect kai they'd store particular kai. So they'd get a kūmara for tipu anuku, and a bird, a kereru for tipu arangi, and an eel for waiti, and a fish for waitā, and they would make a, this is the, on the before Tangaroa, just before the Tangaroa moon, they'd make a umu, and they'd cook that kai in the ground, and they'd leave it all in the ground cooking, and then they would wait for Matariki to rise. When Matariki rose the next morning, the tohunga would come out, and the first thing he'd do is view the signs. He'd say, yep, good year this year for fishing, bad year for gardening, good year for the All Blacks. That's the signs.
People celebrating at Waitangi who witnessed the announcement live seemed happy to hear about the new public holiday. Many comments about the day were positive and looking forward to the future.
Hear it.
If we can celebrate Christmas and Queen's birthday and all of that, of course we can celebrate our own.
We'll be preparing this type of kai come the time of Matariki. That'd be lovely.
The aroha is big around that time, eh? And yeah, I just want everyone in New Zealand to feel that, eh?
So that clip was from News Hub. And Mike Patku Te Whirinua o Here Tonga, board chairman, says the move is a great step, adding that we should be the only country in the world to celebrate such an event, which we should take pride in. A small amount of businesses have reported being concerned about the costs to another holiday may add. In which they have to boost pay for their workers or pay for time off. In response, Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Michael Wood assured businesses they won't be left in the dark and says the advisory group will now work on recommended dates for the next 30 years to give businesses and communities certainty. He also added that the tourism sector may be benefited that was hard hit during COVID-19 last year as Kiwis will plan more midwinter getaways. Looking to future when borders reopen, Woods assures that it will help businesses and says they will have a uniquely New Zealand holiday experience to market to the world. Jacinda noted in her speech that the day wouldn't start until 2022, so businesses have time to prepare. Finally, to finish this piece, I'd like to share a clip of Narangi Marsh and Ariana Banks on why they celebrate Matariki.
We did it.
Matariki is a time to come together, really, to spend time with family and to be close with each other. Why? Because it's the coldest part of that year, and the old people during this particular period of time, they came together, hence we have this word in our language, ko tā ne whakapiripiri, which means together, come together to sit, listen, deliberate, discuss things during that cold period. Yeah.
Ko te tei wā o te tau o te tau hau Māori, me ko tēnei wā noi ho te wākatākui kiti kiti e whetū ngā whetū ki roto i te rā ko Waiti, Waitā, Waipuna Rengi, Tupanuku me Tupuarangi me Matariki.
For more information on Matariki Day, it can be found on Te Wānanga Aotearoa's website, and I'm excited to hear how you and your family are going to be celebrating Matariki Day in 2022.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.